Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gudday, and this is The Rundown. Illinois legislators are clashing over a measure aimed at making it easier for someone to legally change their name. It would allow people to petition a court to restrict access to public records of their old name for safety reasons. Republican Senator Steve McClure says this would create a loophole for people committing crimes.
Impounding this information, keeping it secret, allows for people to whitewash their backgrounds, evade federal authorities, and actually evade authorities from other countries.
But Democratic Senator Ram Vilivalam says the bill's focus is to help certain vulnerable groups.
Those individuals are adoptees. They're survivors of domestic and intimate partner violence, survivors of human trafficking, survivors of gender-based violence, transgender people, and refugees.
The bill awaits a final vote from the House before heading to the governor's desk. As President Biden prepares to step down, his most popular student debt relief program is still held up in court, leaving tens of thousands of Illinois borrowers in limbo. But federal officials have revived two other repayment programs. The pay-as-you-earn and income-contingent repayment plans have been reopened for the next couple of years. They are not as generous as the SAVE plan, the newer plan being challenged by multiple Republican attorneys general. But like the SAVE plan, they minimize payments based on income and family size and offer loan cancellation after a set number of payments. The income contingent repayment plan, for example, offers $0 payments for single borrowers earning $15,000 a year or less. Federal officials encourage borrowers to sign up at studentaid.gov. A $20 million grant hopes to showcase and connect visitors to the unique environmental attractions in Northwest Indiana. The funds are coming from the Lilly Endowment. It will create discovery hubs at train stations in places such as Gary and Michigan City. The point is to provide easy access to information, helping people connect to amenities like trails and the Indiana Dunes National Park. Kelly Aino heads the Legacy Foundation, one of four organizations to share in the funds.
Northwest Indiana is the fifth most biodiverse region in the country. Between our dunes, our marshes, our swale, we have such an ecological asset here that's protected through the Indiana Dunes National Park.
Improving existing trails and developing new ones are also goals for the funds. Over a dozen Chicago teens took part in a film shoot at a West Loop pizza parlor this weekend. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko was there.
Final set, and action.
The teens wrote, directed, and produced the short film called The Last Slice. It features a Gordon Ramsay-esque manager who scolds the teens working in his restaurants until they decide to take their revenge. Dre Rodriguez is the founder of Love City, the West Side nonprofit that organized the shoot. And he says they offer film and multimedia programming like this to keep teens off the streets and out of trouble.
We're in Chicago, the neighborhoods we come from. We face a lot of challenges. And, you know, we're just trying to do our small little part to make the city a better city.
The Last Slice will premiere on YouTube later this year. I'm the Safchenko, WBEZ News.
Some more things you should know today. The Bears beat the Green Bay Packers, snapping a 10-game skid with a 24-22 victory. The 5-12 Bears beat the Packers for the first time since 2018 and ended an 11-game losing streak in this rivalry. The playoff-bound Packers lost quarterback Jordan Love and wide receiver Christian Watson to injuries. Love hurt his elbow, and Watson was carted off the field with a knee injury. Today's weather, it is likely to snow with temperatures hovering around 30 degrees. A winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of Lake and northern Cook counties until 4 p.m. this afternoon. The National Weather Service Chicago says to expect freezing drizzle and lake effect snow. Additional snow accumulations could bring up to 3 to 4 inches of snow and ice. The Weather Service is predicting gusty winds up to 30 miles per hour, which may blow snow around, further reducing visibility. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-20s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nami Gudday. Thanks for listening.